Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
The noughties fashion trends that are making a comeback, everything from those gladiator sandals to the horrid circular belts. Our reporter Lauren Gray was out and about in the streets of Dublin to talk to people about the trends that you dread seeing making a comeback.
Yeah, I'd say the Junko jeans, the really chunky, oversized ones. I look terrible even in just like, you know, regular jeans. So I don't want to look like I'm wearing a denim potato sack.
Oh God, the 90s. Where do I start? The bucket hat. The bucket hat was just, nah, full of colours, really, really awful kind of. Hopefully that trend won't come back in. Jelly sandals, they were just the worst of ever. Maybe good for walking into the water and not getting your feet with the stones and stuff like that. But apart from that, not a very nice fashion trend. Then we had these like crazy sort of t-shirts that were like psychedelic colours, but they more sort of lit up your armpits than actually did any nice kind of thing for you. Like, they were the worst kind of trends that I wouldn't like to see coming back.
Being a teenager at this time, I would say that it was not for the best because the colors were awful, obviously. Some oversized clothes were okay. Well, when you look at them now, it seems okay, but back then it was, no, awful, awful. So, no, I think it's nice now to see them, to see that kind of dress code today because it's vintage, because it's for those memories.
I think it's always so cyclical too. Like, you know, when I was like in middle school and I was always wearing neon and doing the side ponytail and stuff. And so, you know, I think a lot of 90s fashion was influenced by like 70s fashion too. And like the grunge took a lot from rock and roll and stuff. So yeah, it's always cyclical. And I've seen a thing of like a post online about the society pants cycle, yeah, about how it just goes from skinny to baggy to skinny and back again.
Stylist Laura Mullett is with me here on Lunchtime Live today because, Laura, the naughty styles are returning.
They are. And look, I don't make the rules, Andrea. I just enforce them, and we've a lot to get through today.
Well, this all started because some shoppers were giving out about some of the 90s items that were back in pennies.
Yeah, and you know what? They're right. Like, call the guards if you see anyone wearing a coin belt. It's just, it's unacceptable. It's not how you were raised. There's a reason, but the past in the past. I like a lot of the naughty 2000s fashion trends, though. I do think they're really, really fun.
Well, just remind us of them, Laura.
There's a couple of hilarious ones. Dresses over jeans. Unacceptable.
Oh, God, yeah, do you remember that?
Baguette bags. We like those. Waistcoats. They can be cool. Big sunglasses, like Destiny's Child. Intense sunglasses. Yes. Low-rise pants. Big no. Tube tops. Potentially, depending on the vibes. Trucker hats. Probation.
What's a trucker hat?
Trucker hat. You know those Paris Hilton, the simple, like,
oh,
the big Von
yes,
Dutch
yes,
hat?
Yes.
I'm so fascinated by festival season this year because I'm seeing Gen Z at it and they're so brave. I mean, I can't believe that when I would have thought of vintage, I would have been like, oh, you know, 60s, 70s vibes. Like, theirs are kind of the 90s or 2000s.
Mm. But there's a lot of Doc Martens.
Massive belts. A lot of Doc Martens, these massive chunky belts that, I mean, I burned. When I grew up, I was like, why didn't anyone tell me how horrific these were? But I love seeing people kind of styling things with a bit of playfulness. It is fun to watch. And I think that era was bolder. It was definitely more colourful. And there was bubble skirts, bucket hats, a lot of hillbilly tuxedos. So like when Britney and Justin used to both wear denim at the same time, kind of ripped patchwork denim. I think we can dip our toe back in, but we shouldn't just jump into the pool of the 90s 2000 style.
Yeah, it was because some of the items, it was particularly the belts, wasn't it? Those kind of circular,
yeah,
big round belts. Do you know why I was doing a clear out of my childhood room at home in Donegal about 2 weeks ago and I came across one of those kind of gold Miss 60, which is another noughties brand. big, you know, the big belts. I put it into the pile for, we were debating whether it was a clothes bank or a charity shop pile, but I did. I figured somebody might want it, so I put it in the charity shop pile. And there you go. Look, it's back in fashion.
Oh, you're going to be in some TikToker's haul. I'm telling you, if you went on Depop, you'd make a profit.
I know.
Four times what you paid for it.
Slipped up.
I think it's fascinating. And I think if we all looked back in our closets, like, one person's trash really is someone else's treasure. And if the kind of the reality of this is that, as we're, you know, some of the listeners there were talking about cyclical fashion and it all coming around, it's so good for the environment for people to kind of, like, make it kind of more acceptable and cool to go secondhand, vintage, charity shops, root through your mom's closet, your friend's closet. But I just think it's so funny to see such a medley of eras, because the 1970s, like the past couple of years, has been on trend for summer. Like I call it a kind of a Sienna Miller summer, where you sort of go boho, it's really easy day to night. That's a style that can suit any age group. But I think seeing the younger generation really embracing like the Crocs, the Uggs, and the Carrie Bradshaw name necklaces, you know, bell bottoms. Like I even wore cargo pants the other day, and I felt a bit like
J-Lo.
Am I? Is this wrong? Yeah, am I J-Lo? Am I problematic? Am I with Ben Affleck? But I do think that the snake. I was going to a Girls Aloud concert. I went into TK Maxx, which is a great place for 2000 stuff, and I had a big snake kind of going up my leg on the cargo pants. And I just wasn't sure. I was like, this is so fun to wear. But you know, I've worn them a few times since. I think I've kind of broken in. Yeah. I'm back on the cargo pants bandwagon. And like what Victoria Beckham used to say, kind of about 90s, 2000 style, she used to have a really big handbag and really big sunglasses.
Yeah.
She said it was like an optical illusion. It makes you more petite, more fabulous. So big cargo pants, big glasses, big bags. Let's just lose control.
Yeah, it's funny. I think when you're tall, maybe it was for me, I always felt there was a lot of that I kind of couldn't wear. Yeah, I was never a big fan of the big baggy jeans at all. And yet I see them. They're totally making a comeback. I have friends wearing them. And I always feel they suit other people. I just think I can't get away with them.
They're not my friend either, but I don't like skinny jeans either. Like there's just a specific kind of mom jean that's my friend, and I've one pair and I just have to wear it for the rest of my life. And that's not fair, but I do like bell bottoms on other people, and I see people in these fabulous flares, but I think these really baggy jeans with lots of pockets, like if you have to look at your body shape, if you're more of an hourglass shape, you know, it's about balancing out your proportions, fit and flare. I think sometimes things with loads of pockets, they add extra inches to the backside and the knees that we're not looking for. But then there's also an element of like, I'm short, I'm about 5'2". When I wear you know, kind of a flare jeans and then a fitted top, it can be very slimming and flattering. I think it's about not going too far outside the bounds of your comfort zone, taking elements of this era. A lot of the clothes can be really flattering, but you have to make sure that you're not kind of swathing yourself in fabric and going too boxy, because that doesn't suit anybody. You have to work with the natural contours of your body.
Are the maxi skirts back?
The maxi skirts, the kind of gypsy ones are back.
Yeah.
The micro minis are also back. Now, I just feel like they're not for me. That kind of indie sleaze trend is back. So when like Alexa Chung and Kate Moss, kind of Glastonbury vibes for festivals. But those kind of boho skirts are back. I have a lovely set now I got recently, and it's kind of a chocolate brown, and it's kind of a cute kind of a tube top, and then the kind of lovely ruffled skirts. But it's just, they're kind of, I think they're called peasant skirts. But again, they are cool. They're quite boho. They go with everything. They're really easy for holidays. I think cords are so in fashion now that the pajama trend, which again, sort of elements of prints come from that 90s 2000s era. Like a lot of the trends are very maximalist this summer. So I think you sort of have to, you know, embrace them as much as possible. But I mean, you can break up these cords and put them with like more kind of muted colors if they feel a bit too zany. I think when people are walking into shops now, or even vintage shops, it's kind of a C. You have to experiment, go through it bit by bit, and don't be afraid to build kind of a wardrobe over time. Like, you're not going to nail this trend in one day.
Well, I was definitely a mini over a maxi, but Danny in Cork has got in touch to say the fisherman's rib black jumper, a stalwart of the 90s college students, comes in from Danny. We'll have to bring you back, Laura, in the next few weeks, because I'm heading to Glastonbury. I don't have a festival wardrobe at all, so I might need you to advise me or help sort me out.
Don't worry, we'll put the dress over the jeans, you know, we'll singe your, we'll get cigarettes.
Yeah, if anybody has that gold Miss 60 belt of mine that you bought in a charity shop recently, get in touch with me. You can get me on Instagram, stylist Laura Mullet. Thanks a million, as always, Laura, for joining us here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.